And he was open or something. He writes like everything that happens, like random things a day, and sometimes he just writes Nace next to them. He's like, I caught the bus on time, Nace.
Then I got the vaccine.
You need the Azus as well.
Not take that. I have to do my job, which is
100%.
Tell you
to do our job.
Baby, baby, get the shot.
Yes. Yes. You look. You've actually looked off. Okay, look. I hope it doesn't. turn you
black
into
African American in yeshiva. It's a black guy in yeshiva.
Black guy. Okay, are we ready to go?
Yeah. Okay, you skip up. Kish Bakum Suda.
One second. Okay, so now we started learning yesterday about the what you make Kiddush on, the shear, how much you need to drink. So now this is important to know. The kais has to be able to hold the Revias. Revias is not that much. People think Revias is like a big... A Revias is about 2.9 ounces or 3.2 ounces. It's not that much. You have an 8-ounce cup, it's like half that. That's a Revias. Rav Chaim's kais was about that. Sure.
Oh, I'm talking about I was thinking
Chaim Briska. Chaim Briska.
How many was the Chaim Briska?
Rabbi Meisman has Chaim Briska's kais that he used. And he has a few stories. That when he had guests at the table, they said to him, we'd rather you, could the Rashivi use a bigger kais? And then he told them that it was Rabbi Chaim's kais. He says, your Esrik, he has that Rabbi Chaim's Esrik box also. He says, your Esrik couldn't fit in his box either, because your Esrik, whatever Esrik you have is bigger than his box was. Okay, anyways.
Where the Chaz Nish of Shiva, no?
Okay.
Stop it, the story.
What? Okay. Anyways, Al-Gabanim, so that's the size of the cup. Now, how much do you need to drink? You only need to drink Rive or Revis.
So,
in order to make Alah Geffen, let's say by Abdali want to make Alah Geffen, so they have to drink the full 3.1 ounces. But for the din of Kiddush, you only have to drink Rive Revis. So just take a look here in Gimel. Tzarech Lishtos Mikai Shel Kiddush Shir Malei Lugmav Chifol. Jo Kimai Rive Revis. It's Rive Revis. Yesh the shtaisik may be basach, so you should drink it at one time. Hainu maher. Shein lishay zman harbe v'shtiyas yayin. You shouldn't wait too long while you're drinking. You shouldn't sip after sip. Rav Moshe has a chiddush. Rav Moshe says as long as the cup is still by your mouth, it's considered like one drinking. So as long as you're holding it by your mouth and you're still drinking, even though it takes you longer than 2-3 seconds, that is fine according to Rav Moshe. Got that? Drinking. Yeah, got that, Gershi? Good. Okay, that's that. The Hakais, I'm jumping to Dalit. Ashain, Mitzvah, Lishlis, Yoiz, and Mother Lugma. Come up and speak on the Kaddish or Vias Yayin, in Vias of Yayin. Turn the page. Nogim, Shkayim, Makidah, Shaitra, Hakais, Mamayin. There's a meaning to wash the cup out before you use the kais for Kiddush. If the kais is clean, it was already washed out last week and sitting on the shelf and it's clean, then halachically you do not need to wash it out. However, people are noig to do it. If you already drank once from the yayin in the kais, you cannot make kiddush on it the way it is. It's a pigam to it. Now this pigam is dafk if you drank from it. If you touch the wine, that does not make it pogo. It has to be that you drank from it. And he has a big kais with many revias and he drank from it. If you want to use the remaining wine for another kiddush, I can't just take the wine in this cup and pour it into a smaller cup and make kiddush on it. Say, how do you fix this?
Yayin,
the sugar chayim lekadosh al pamachem. So the etza he gives over here, which is the etza that many places can give, is add some wine to the wine in the cup, and then pour it back in the bottle, and then give the wine in whatever, however you want. The ma'isa halacha ma'isa, it's enough just to add more wine to the cup. To add more wine to the cup, you add more wine to the cup. Now this wine is not considered pogam anymore. If you want to put it back in the bottle, so add some wine and then pour it back into the bottle. Yesh nagin l'shay ma'ad yayim mikidush alay litin l'tach kosh ha'avdallah. There is a minig brought down in Gemara to leave over some yayin from kiddush of the night for Havdallah. Some people have that minig. L'yanich ha'yayim migulas man harvi, you shouldn't leave the wine open too long. Nowadays, with the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch is not makpid on water or other liquids that were left open overnight. The mechaber says in two places, the gra and the shlo are makpid, even bismaneinu on water that was left open not to drink it. But the mechaber is not makpid. Shulchan Aruch says not to be makpid. However, but when it comes to Kiddush, there's another inyan. By Kiddush, it cheapens the wine. The fact that the wine was left open cheapens the wine. So even though people like to air out the wine, but at the same time, in Halacha, leaving the wine open is cheapening the wine. So therefore, you should make sure, when not using the wine, to cover the wine. Yes?
Just with water nowadays, what does Rabbi Zvi should do?
No, what?
If I leave it overnight, like by my bed, and then cup.
The Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to worry about it.
Rabbi will pass this again?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We follow Shulchan Aruch. What? For what? For wine? No. For kid, you can leave it over and you can drink it. But for kiddush, you can't use it for kiddush. Yeah, any other?
Nothing. What does it mean it cheapens the wine? It's like, well, these days, if you get it more air, it actually is better because of wine. What does it mean that it's cheaper?
I know, so I in Halacha, that's what's brought in. It's in the Reish Ayin Beis, that the wine that was left open
overnight.
Yeah, not that we're worried about snakes, not that we're worried about things.
They worked it down
more. Nowadays
it's
not true, but we have to use it.
But also, would it make a difference if you air it for an hour?
I hear the question. That's why I said even though you leave it to air out.
But you air it out for an hour, not overnight. You only leave it out to air out for an hour. You don't leave it the whole night.
Can it make sense? Is there a difference to water in?
It's a separate minute.
So it has to make it that strong.
No, not that one. That one's a national minute. They're doing it because once upon a time they did it.
Fuck! So
that dilutes it. That makes it not as strong. Aerating it also makes it not as strong.
So I'm side copying. The finger touches the water.
No. What were you about to say? They would say something completely else. And your hand was in the touch of that. And you know why I was concerned.
First of all, yeah, what's the other one? Rebbe, on the top of the police bug, if you do it when you're washing your hands, if you touch the water marks in the cup, it's fine.
So there's a hakir in the sugya of kiddush makim suda. Is it that the kiddush needs the suda or the suda needs the kiddush?
Both.
Suda needs the kiddush.
Both.
Both. Curious.
Yeah.
I feel like the kiddush.
No, but like both suda. Literally, not this side and that side. One side.
Well, obviously,
these both. No, Elisha has a.
You pick one of the other options, both.
Oh, you're saying two both options.
25 pages long on this topic. It's really a difference because they put it into the tshuva also. But he goes on and on, very
good. Oh, my
Pesachim. Yeah, so all the Rishayim and the Sugyanim, Yim, Arve, Pesachim, Dani, up his Hakir, which one's which? Okay? Now, let's go. Ein Kiddush al Bakim Sudva. Hainu Shein Yoitzin, Bekiddush, Im Ein Oichlum Achar Kiddush. You are not yotze kiddush if you do not eat after kiddush. Vayis achilat shvicha liyos davka b'makom shomer kiddush. So there's two nekudas, two things. B'makom means at the time when you're making kiddush, immediately after you make kiddush, you should wash to eat or eat whatever you're eating. You should eat immediately after you make kiddush. Now I say immediately because that's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, but when you have a lot of guests, you can't eat immediately because it takes time for everyone to wash in. So he said, what miyad means, immediately means, don't waste time. Don't waste time. So don't sit around schmoozing between Kiddush and when you're going to start the Suda. You can schmooze afterwards. So that's one din. The second halach is, b'makim means in the place. The Gemara talks about where they went into a different room, they went upstairs, they went downstairs. The same place, the place where you make Kiddush, that's where you should eat the Suda. There were those that were makbid, the Briskrov is makbid, and he washed in the same room where he made Kiddush because he didn't want to leave the room either. It should be b'makim. We're not to go into the kitchen to wash, but those are the two din makim. B'makim is in the place, and b'makim is at the time. Ain lahafsik make kiddush lachil b'dvar mcheir. Not to mafsik between kiddush and whatever you're eating with other things. Okay, also the kaddish b'makom echad adas lachol b'makom achir. Can't make kiddush here adas to no. I didn't say yeah. What? We didn't say what? We didn't say what? Right?
That's why I'm here to clarify.
One second. You're not here to clarify until you read what it says inside. See, now you confused that. You took
it. I was asking. Well,
we're talking about something else. Why are you jumping
there? I want to. That's all I want to know.
You have to wait.
Touch.
V'shas etchak if shetzrichen lekash b'makom echad. V'shas etchak if you need to be kash in one place. Ve'ein yochayim lechol shom rak b'makom achar. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Really, give him a chance. He's a few years older than me, and like a couple of years older than me. He's actually a lot older than me. So the again, shasat chak kishetzrichem lekadesh v'makom echad. When you need the kadesh in one place, ve'ini chem lechosham rak v'makom acher. Kigoy ish sheichelz bebayis shemas kiddush besukkah. A lady who is not going to be eating in the sukkah, but she went into the sukkah there kiddush, and now she's going back home. Yeshlas sheila. It's a real sheila what to do in such a situation. Because you make kiddush in one place and you're eating in another place. By sukkah, we have a chiddush to benegay washing. There's a chiddush that your sukkah is like an extension of your kitchen, extension of your house. But that's good when your sukkah is on your porch, just taka extension of your house. If you have to go up three flights, it's a bigger chiddush. So that's why some people have a washing station downstairs next to the sukkah, or they'll leave someone in the sukkah when they go up to wash. It's like this, we didn't all leave, we're still shaykh to the sukkah. Now, be'eza achila yoytzim din kiddush makom suda. So this we're going to discuss tomorrow.
What?
Before you drink the cup, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes it's hard to eat the cup.
You have an issue of alcohol, no matter.
What?
Is everyone drinks a little bit?